No, I'm going to be there.
I am going to be there. Time is 7:10. This is Big G's Texas Roadshow. That is the way we start out the third hour of the show each and every morning. John Wayne's America, Why I Love Her. On the telephone, the titan of the Telecaster, Bill Kirchen. Good morning to you.
Top of the morning to you.
How is the world?
I didn't really realize there were 2 7 o'clocks in a day, but I'm on board now.
You haven't seen this one since you were a schoolboy.
Probably not. No, I actually get up fairly early these days, but so this is quite all right. Glad to be here.
Well, I am. I'm telling you, I was actually surprised and ecstatic when Johnny Nicholas called me Thursday afternoon and said, "Guess who's coming next week?" I said, "Holy mackerel!" So he said, "You want to talk to him?" I said, "Yeah, I want to talk to him." You and I spoke a little bit Thursday evening, and you're going to be out at the Hilltop Cafe doing your brand of music that you have thrilled millions through the years with Thursday night. What time is all that festivities going to kick off over there?
Well, you know, I'm sorry you said that because I was just going to scroll through my. I have to look it up on my own Facebook page to find out.
Well, that's okay.
Here we go. It's Downbeat is at 7 o'clock. The dinner is at 5:30 and Downbeat's at 7.
Okay.
A dinner concert series. That's the deal. And boy, do they have good food out there.
The best.
I'm assuming I'll be able to get Johnny to come and sing with us, speak a little bit, because he's one of the best singers in the country, I think. And I just did a tour with him. We did a bunch of big festivals around the country late in the last fall. So I'm looking forward with the chance to get to work with him again. I met him first in Michigan, and then they came out to California with us too in the mid '70s. I met him in the early '70s, or even late '60s in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Right.
So I've known Johnny a long time.
There is a big contingent of you guys who all started playing up there and then moved around the country and spread the news.
Yeah, there are. That was the thing. I remember I used to call it when the migration from the Midwest to California was "Go West Young, man," back in the day. That's what I did. I left Ann Arbor, went off to California, then was back east for about 25 years in D.C., raising a family, and now I'm here in Texas and loving it.
So you're based in Texas now?
Yeah, I live in Buta, just south of Austin, Texas.
I did not know that.
I did. I moved here first about 7-8 years ago to take care of my wife's dad, along with his other daughter, my wife's sister. And we did that with him, and then moved back to D.C. But our daughter had joined us and stayed and started a family. So about 2.5 years ago, we said, "Come on, let's go to Austin. Let's move to Austin and be near our grandkid." Now we got 2 grandkids and a daughter and a son-in-law. And be near the grandkids and also take advantage of the fantastic music scene that's always been here. I've always come to Austin 2-4 times a year, but now I'm right here. It's great. I base my touring out of this area.
Oh, that is fantastic. Now, the migration. What year was that?
Well, I started coming to Austin in the early 70s with Commander Cody. I'd already moved the band to California, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. We came around and started playing the Armadillo. First, I guess, the old, what do they call it? Not a Coliseum. It was a round building right on Town Lake. It's gone now. Anyway, there and then the Armadillo. And we played 3 times a year at the Armadillo to great effect. Made a live album there in 74. That was the whole first half of the 70s. And during that time, a lot of Ann Arborites, Ann Arbor, Michiganites, moved to Austin, Texas. Gil Thomas was a steel player for a while. Peter Struble, lots of people. I can't name them all now, but it was definitely a move. And I I didn't get here as a permanent resident until, as I mentioned, about 7-8 years ago, and then left for a while. Then I'm back now. So
right, okay.
That's my timetable. But I started playing here early in the '70s at the heyday of the Armadillo World.
Absolutely. Well, of course, the iconic "Live from Deep in the Heart of Texas" album.
Right.
Commander Cody and Lost Planet Airmen. That was my first foray into the Commander Cody sound when I was a high schooler. I guess I was ninth or tenth grade when I got that album. And
74, I think, came out in 74. Where did you live?
Yeah.
Did you tell me you lived in Houston? No,
I grew up in Southwest Louisiana, outside Lake Charles.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right, did all my formative years. Well, I guess after college, I went to Houston and was there until we came out here.
Well, okay.
So, but while all of my friends were listening to,
hard rock.
Yeah, I was listening to Commander Cody.
And good man.
They were
and
Willie and Waylon and Don Williams my brother was telling me about that his brother-in-law had seen this band up in Shreveport, and he said they called them Asleep at the Wheel. He said, but man, he said they were more like Asleep at the Instruments. Now, this was about, I don't know when, this was probably 75 or so, 76. And then I got the chance to see those guys in that part of the country when I went off to college in 70. I guess I saw them in the fall of 76. And it was like, I don't know what he's talking about. These guys put on a heck of a show, too. But they came along and followed the vein that you guys created.
Yeah, we met them in the Midwest when they lived in Ohio. They started in West Virginia and Ohio in the D.C. area. First in Antioch we met them, and then they moved to Pawpaw, West Virginia. We did a show with them in D.C. in the early 70s, and we moved them out to California in the mid-70s, or 72 or 3, maybe. Ray Benson could tell you the time more exactly.
Sure.
And they would stay in our houses when we were on the road, and then there was a chicken coop out back of the one house that I lived in for a while, and they'd stay in there, and then when we were on the road, they'd move into the rooms, and so we just... We all lived, coexisted quite happily out there on the West Coast. And then I know by 1974, by the fall of 74, they were living in Texas already. They migrated from the Bay Area in San Francisco to Austin, Texas. And, of course, the rest is history. Ray and that band has managed to carve out a fantastic. And I'm in touch with a lot of the members. I see Leroy Preston up in Vermont all the time. I just worked on Chris O'Connell, the wonderful female vocalist.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She just put out an album, and I worked on that with her a little bit. Just sat in with Ray down there at the that fancy hall down there by Town Lake also. So it's good to see them. It's good to see that he's created a wonderful wonderful tradition of and held up the torch of Western Swing. I've got a trio now, so I don't play as much Western Swing, but I try to honor it a little bit, and I certainly play some Western and hardcore country. But that was great to discover. We all kind of discovered that stuff around the same time back there.
All right. Well, yeah, matter of fact, Ray, they are coming. Sleep at the Wheel's coming to town in April. Kiki Friedman's got they're having a benefit for one of his charities here. So,
good.
Yeah, so
wonderful.
The boys are coming out to play for that. Now, do you still, I didn't ask you about this the other day, but I was curious because of the fact that I know George Frayne and have.
And for your radio audience, that would be the commander, the man we made be Commander Cody back in the day.
Man who, the old piano pounder.
That's right.
Do you and he still, y'all still talk?
Sure. I just did a show. Well, about once a year now, I'll do a show with him around Thanksgiving or Christmas. I used to do it in his hometown of Bayshore. We'd get my band and his band together. And then I brought him down to be my special guest in what had been and still is a big area for me, the Washington, D.C. area. I brought him in last December. We were already booked for next December there. So I do about one show a year with the old boy.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, we're buds. No problem.
That is fantastic. So what can folks expect Thursday night?
Well, I think you ought to play in a little bit of my music if you have it.
I'll play a little bit every chance I get.
But it's not one of these things where you sit around and I worry you with my angst-ridden songs about despair and love gone wrong. It's not that kind of show, you know. But we're kind of a rocking outfit, and I got two of the most wonderful musicians in all of Austin with me. Rick Richards on the drums, who's played with everybody and made a whole bunch of Ray Wiley Hubbard albums and toured the world with him, also with Slade Cleaves and lots of other singer-songwriters. And lately he's been out on the road with Joe Walsh, the Eagles and James Gang guy. But I'm lucky enough to be working with him lately, and my man David Carroll on the string bass, upright bass, who he plays with Jerry Jeff. There's one day I want him in July. I can't get him because he's out with Jerry Jeff. He had a prior commitment, and he's an in-demand bass player and singer. So we will attempt to entertain you and rock you and stuff like that. There'll be a couple of sad songs. I'll probably do Down to Seeds and Stems again, or maybe even Mama Hated Diesel. So I'll do some stuff from the Cody days, and we've got an epic version of How to Rob Lincoln Now We Do, you may have heard it on the radio, where I do little snippets of about 40 of my guitar heroes.
Billie Jean King.
There you go. So, we'll be there. We're there for you. You know, we guarantee you. Can all but guarantee you that you'll enjoy yourself.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I am. I'm just really excited. We don't get up to Johnny's place as often as I'd like to. Now that it looks like we are going to be empty nesting here out of the Lone Mesquite, looks like maybe we can make a few more trips up that way.
Good.
Yeah. It's it's not far. It's about 40 minutes from my house, so it's not a bad run at all.
In Texas, that's nothing, is it?
Not a thing. Now, let's see. On Friday, you are going to be in Lafayette?
Lafayette on Friday, yep. And I'm going to be in New Orleans on Saturday. I'm playing at a solo show at the Hyatt east of town, what's it called? Anyway, I can't think of the name of it. Thursday, the Hilltop, Friday, Lafayette, Saturday, Shaky Wawa. Sunday, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. I think I'm going to do it with my friends, Russ Broussard and Susan Cowsill, who live in New Orleans. I'm going to try to get them to sit in with us.
Shaky
Wawa is in New Orleans. Shouldn't be hard. She's one of my favorite singers on the planet. Uh-huh. Then we're at the I'm at the El Mercado with Jimmy Dale Gilmore and and Christine Albert, who's the chairperson of the Narrows. She was just on TV at the Grammys all week.
Right.
But she hosts a wonderful show that Sarah Elizabeth Campbell, before her untimely passing away, did at the El Mercado in Austin.
Uh-huh.
Do that Monday with me and Jimmy Dale and David Carroll and Christine Albert. And then, Tuesday we're at the Mucky Duck. And that's all I better tell you for now.
It's okay.
On and on and on. It don't stop.
Well, yeah. Now, and you are going to be, another artist that we play here on the show, Yvette Landry, will be with you at the Lafayette show, right?
That's right. Yvette's my pal. I met her when we both taught up at Augusta Heritage Center in Elkins, West Virginia. She was at Cajun Week and Old Country Week coincided, and I was teaching the one and she was teaching the other, so we became friends. And matter of fact, I just I must have cut. Yeah, I did. I cut a couple of songs on her last album, and I played with her live when she comes to Austin. So that'll be great.
That's gonna be wonderful.
She's good. She's really coming to her own as a. She was a played bass and fiddle and accordion, but she was in Bonsoir Catan with Christine Balfa for years and some other great Louisiana bands. But now she's really making a name for herself as a singer songwriter.
Right.
She's doing very well at it.
Right. Now, Bill, let me ask you, because of the fact that you are, do you still do any Twangbanger stuff?
Well, a lot of that stuff was stuff that I was already doing in my show, like Rockabilly Funeral. I'll definitely do that. I'll do the Hot Rod Lincoln, which we migrated a lot of my repertoire into that. I won't do any of the songs that anybody else sang in that band. For instance, the stuff that Dallas Wayne did. Great songs, but I never learned those. Red has those neat instrumental and swinging. Let's see what's on there. Rockin' in My Pocket. I could do that if people would like. I might well. It's a nice rock and roll song. Rockabilly Funeral, I definitely will do that. I can't think of what else is on there. But
do you ever reunite with those guys and play a show?
Well, that was my band, plus
right.
How many extra guys? Joe Goldmark on steel, who I rarely get to play with. He lives in California. We've tried to, I went again out to France with Red Volkert and Dallas Wayne. We played in a festival out there together, again with my trio. And I see Red. I sat in with Red about a month ago at the Continental Club, and I'm always glad to see Dallas Wayne. Just wonderful. He's got a wonderful career on radio now himself. And
right.
A songwriter and singer of some note. So, yeah, I'm in touch with those guys.
Oh, good.
When I can.
Good.
We don't try to, it's hard to try to mount a Twangbanger tour,
Everybody's busy.
Everybody's got their own career, yeah.
Right.
But, you never say never. I have nothing against it. It just hasn't come up again.
Well, it is magic when you can make that thing happen in the first place and have a recorded history of it.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking right now there might be an opportunity in Baton Rouge to do something with Red. I don't know if he's heard about it yet, but we're working on something. Somebody's going to tell him, hey, I heard you were doing something. But anyway, so you better play some music. I think people are going to be tired of hearing me talk, don't you?
Well, I can do that.
I'm worried about this.
Matter of fact, I've got a little something up here. What I need to do is take a real short break. Can you hang with us or you need to go?
I'll hang with you.
All right, let's take a real short break and get this thing out of the way. We'll come back and we'll throw you out some Bill Kirchen here. Stay tuned real quick. All right, time is 7:31 here. Bill Kirchen with us, 34 degrees. This is... Thank you, baby. I want to play a little Bill Kirchen here for you this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Bill, Too Much Fun. Is that a song that you wrote?
I did write that. A whole lot of things I ain't done. I ain't never had too much fun. I wrote it with Billy C. Farlow back many, many years ago.
Billy C.
Still words to live by, isn't it?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Kirchen, Too Much Fun.
Fun. Too much fun.
Show this morning, that is too much fun. Sounds like too much fun, Bill.
Yeah, well, it was a Wild Library. I'm not sure quite, I couldn't hear it well enough to tell you where it's from, but we were definitely up on our hind legs and all excited on that one. So, that's nice. And we'll I'm 99% sure we'll do that song Thursday at Johnny Nicholas's Hilltop Cafe.
Very good.
I was just telling you, I might as well tell it to the audience that. You know, you asked me if this is all I ever wanted to do. I says, well, I do other things, but this is my job, and I love my job. I got a great one. I get to travel all around the world. I have friends everywhere, and get to do something that people, by and large, walk away happier than they walked in, so including myself. So I consider myself very fortunate to be able to do this. You know, it's not... not for everyone. It's a young man's game, but it keeps me young doing it. So I'm a happy hippie here.
There you go. And you can catch him live Thursday night, dinner at 5:30, showtime 7 o'clock at Johnny Nicholas's Hilltop Cafe, 10 miles out U.S. 87, north of Fredericksburg. Bill Kirchen, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. This is great. It was a good excuse to get up in the morning and execute the sunrise. So thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for having me on. Great talking to you.
Anytime.